Welcome to the Culture Shock Podcast. My name is Stephen Adeboye, and this is a special edition podcast where I get to review books. I started doing something new. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys learn from it. And I try not to provide any spoilers for you guys because I definitely want you guys to read the books that I've been reading. And, you know, if this ends up being a thing, maybe we can kind of have a sort of newsletter about books that I recommend you guys listening to or reading through, you know, the various options available, such as Audible or just picking up a book and getting it from Amazon or your local bookstores if they're still open during this time. So let's get started. For me, I needed a motivation. I think with the whole situation with lockdown and the whole situation with being indoors for a long period of time, and it was a struggle, I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of one of those things where apparently I think a lot of people were experiencing this as well, was you would find yourself feeling tired. You would just wake up very early or wake up very late because your sleeping patterns were all messed up. You do your work, like your 9-to-5 job, and you just feel like, you kind of felt like you had no energy left. And I was thinking to myself, what's going on? I thought I would have more energy because I'm not up and down London trying to sort of catch a train and, you know, speaking to a lot of people and moving my body around different places and then going to the gym. And my routine was kind of thrown out the window. And so I thought I had all this time just to work, chill, watch some Netflix, get some food, make some food, that kind of thing. Just keep it very simple, and realize my energy levels were quite low. And I think this all was just what it was. This a thing. I'm trying to remember what it's called. And you know, let me Google this. Hold on for a second. So I'm just Googling, why do I feel tired during lockdown? Okay. So apparently, there's no sort of name for it. It's just called lockdown fatigue, and I think it's because your structure is just thrown out the window. So that's a thing. And because of that, I was thinking to myself, maybe it's time for me to pick up this book. Maybe I need to sort of have a bit of structure in my life. And that's when I started to read the book, page by page, understanding the story of how Edwards, who's the author of the book, went through a difficult time in his personal life, almost died in a car crash, and had to start from square one in terms of rebuilding his life. And, you know, spoiler alert, he actually did very well. A lot of what he did was kind of waking up early in the morning and building a strong mindset to sort of get through any situation. And it kind of put things in perspective as well, because when you look at life, you kind of look at yourself as the center of the universe and you say, oh, my problems are very big. And of course, we all have our, you know, fair share of demons and problems that we have externally. But it kind of puts things in perspective when you hear someone kind of almost die and then having everything stripped away from them. So in a way, you kind of feel like even though someone's gone through that mess, you kind of have to sort of understand for yourself, maybe there's an option for you to kind of get yourself in a better position where you're the best version of yourself. If he can do it, maybe I can do it too. That's the motivation I took from it, and I'm not trying to say, you know, that's for everyone, but I think it's something that I benefited from in terms of hearing that story. So coming out of that chapter, there was a whole bunch of steps that were involved in terms of waking up early in the morning. And early in the morning and Stephen Adeboye, they don't mix too well. Unless I'm really motivated to sort of go to the gym and do a morning workout, that's kind of the reason why I actually wake up early. I don't have enough time in the evening to do that. So with lockdown, that's more of an excuse to sort of sleep in. And because of this lockdown fatigue, I definitely didn't want to do that. So the book's principles were for you to wake up early in the morning by setting up your alarm. That is potentially something that I didn't do, that I started doing because I thought that would be a good option to sort of kick myself in the ass to sort of get myself up. But at first when I did it, I couldn't sleep. You know, it's very easy. You see your phone, it's ringing, it's making noise, you're just like, I can't deal with this right now, snooze. The book though suggests that you put your phone or your alarm clock in a different room because you need to actually get out of bed and switch off that alarm. And by the time you actually do that, there's no real point of actually going back in. So why would you? I kind of took it as a option to look at my situation and say, is it worth going back into bed after getting myself out of bed? And the answer was no. I kind of went with it and said, well, I'm up already. Might as well start my day. So yeah, that's a good takeaway from the book. If you definitely want to wake up early, do that. The second thing they ask you to do is to brush your teeth. Trying to get some motion, trying to wake you up, splash some water on your face. For me, I'm a shower guy. I shower, I brush my teeth in that process as well. So I do brush my teeth here and there in the beginning of my day, as in when I first wake up, or I do it whilst I'm showering in the morning. So it's not to say I don't brush my teeth, I do. I just, for me, brush my teeth and then continue my day is not what I do. But the book suggests that you brush your teeth and kind of splash some water. For me, different options, doesn't matter. Anyways, the next thing it asks you to do is drink a glass of water. And for me, drinking water, I've been adopting that more during this process of lockdown. But drinking water in the beginning of the day, it was always a hit and miss for me. I always kind of felt, oh, I don't need the water, and maybe I'll just get a coffee instead, which is not good because coffee actually dehydrates you, apparently. So drinking water or a glass of water doesn't need to be cold. But ideally, it should be warm. I think warm water definitely goes through the system a lot better than cold water, because with cold water, you're just sipping that slowly. But the idea is just to drink as much water as possible, which is in a glass. So definitely go with the warm water if you can. Maybe leave it out in leave it out in the sun for a little bit. I don't know what you guys do. I'm not a fan of tap water because you don't know what's in the River Thames, but to each their own. A glass of water in the beginning of the day is definitely an option that everyone should take. So yeah, do that. Alright, enough about water, let's get to the good stuff. So the book talks about lifesavers, and when I first kind of came across this sort of acronym, I was kind of like shaking my head thinking, wow, this book is very, very corny and just trying to be deep for the sake of being deep, right? But when you kind of dissect what each of the letters mean, it kind of makes sense. It definitely adds a lot of perspective to the term lifesavers, and I'm actually going to try and break it down for you guys. So the first letter of savers is S, and that S actually stands for silence. And if you think about silence as in terms of, oh, don't make a noise, it's not about that. Silence is about the silence in your mind. So a lot of the silence that we try to sort of harbor in ourselves comes through the, you know, calming down of thoughts, meditation. That's something that I never really thought I'd dabble in. And I'm not one of those guys that sits down and says, and, you know, cross-legged and all that stuff. But just 5 minutes to just not think about anything, keep your thoughts, just let them come and go. Don't try to sort of process them, just hold them to the point where, you know, they're not to be held, they're actually to be let go. That's what silence means, is to be present. And I've never fully taken the time to be present. Most times, actually, I'm always thinking, I'm always kind of alert, always trying to think about the next move and what to sort of do to sort of get myself in this position and all that stuff. Especially when you wake up, you're like, damn, I've got to wake up and, you know, take on the world. And you've already lost your tempo. You had your tempo set up when you're sleeping, you're calm. For the most part, some people, you know, might have distress trying to sleep, but you know, on average, if you're sleeping, you're in a chill state. And then the moment you wake up, you're just taking on the world's anxiety and stress and all that stuff. You're worried about who to please and who to look after, and it's just a mess, especially in the beginning of your day. So the idea is just to silence yourself, make that time for you. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 minutes, it could be half an hour. The idea is just for you to be present. And for me, I've taken that into full effect. You can meditate, you can even pray for those who, you know, have a belief system. I do both. I meditate and I pray, because I believe, you know, it's good to sort of focus on yourself, but to give gratitude, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of entwined in a weird world. that we live in. It's kind of this combination that exists that works for me. And you know, if you want to do one or the other, that's fine, but so long as you take time just to be thankful or to be still, that's the important element of your day, I think. So before the world stresses comes into your life, definitely focus on your tempo, focus on your breathing, take deep breaths, and know that everything's going to be okay. So long as you're centered, for the most part, everything will be okay. Today will happen, tomorrow will happen, yesterday did happen. So that's the kind of thought process that the idea of S in Savers means, silence. And then the second letter of Savers is A, and that A stands for affirmation, or affirmations rather. So you might have one affirmation or you might have more than one. And the idea of affirmations, so important. I think in today's climate, we kind of have goals, but they are pretty much goals that are not written down, that we don't really focus on, or they're goals that are imposed on us. So let's give an example. You do a 9-to-5 job, or you have a career, and the affirmation is not sometimes made present to you. Maybe you'll say, oh, so long as I just do my work, clock in, clock out, that's fine. And then others, you know, say, oh, my idea is to sort of be promoted and have that, you know, X amount of salary, or, you know, that new job position, for example. And we say that to ourselves, we say what we want. But to really focus on that in pen and paper is another thing, because you kind of want to set a goal in mind. And it doesn't have to be about your career or your job. It could be a passion project. It could be about getting fit. It could be about, you know, being creative. It's what you want to set your mind to, especially if something that you've never done before. Writing it down is the best thing you can do. So for me, for example, it's about, oh, I want to do more podcasts. I want to hit this milestone of, you know, 5,000 listeners. So far, it's doing thousands of listeners, but I want to do more. So if I can get 5,000 total listeners, what I need to do? I need to produce more episodes. I need to create new content. I want to give value. I want to share. I want to sort of, almost in a way, make your goals specific. That's the idea. The more specific they are, the more easier it is for you to focus on your day to make sure that you're covering each of those elements. And, you know, it's a work in progress. It's not like, okay, after 1 month, did I hit the target? No, give up. No, this is something that you look at daily until you hit that point. And then once you do that, then you continue with another level. So that's the goal. That's the idea of affirmations. And I think as you continue to sort of reach new milestones, you kind of create new affirmations to reach another milestone. And I think this probably leads to another podcast episode on, you know, how much is enough. But I think so long as it keeps you happy and motivated, that's the idea. It's not about just getting goals for the sake of goals. It's about being the best version of yourself. So for anything that you want to work on, writing it down in affirmations is the best step. So the next letter in Savers is V. And that V stands for visualization. So for anyone who kind of looks at the situation of law of attraction as a bit, you know, phony or doesn't make sense, let me kind of break my experience with it. The idea of actually focusing on a idea or image and saying that could be the situation that I could live in, maybe in the next 2 years, 5 years, has benefited me so much. The idea of a goal is one thing, but to actually see that goal is another. And that's kind of what visualization is. It's putting the image in your subconscious so that you strive to sort of live that in your reality. So that's an amazing thing for me. All the goals that I've kind of put in my sort of way, you know, ahead of me has always been visualized. You know, whether it's that university that I wanted to go to, or that career path that I wanted to go to, or starting a podcast, I've always kind of found a way to sort of look at a blueprint and even visualize that and say, okay, how did I get to that point? What steps do I need to do? So the words of affirmation and the visualization, they come one to one. They come together. They're pretty much one of the same. And so for anyone who has a goal, maybe you do want to work out. And I know bodybuilders always credit Arnold Schwarzenegger, who had the posters on the wall and kind of built his body based on the images he had, because that structure of who he wants to be was going to drive him to be his idols, or like the people that he aspired to be. So that's one way of seeing how a visualization can work for you. And whether that's monetary, or whether that's financial freedom, or whether that's, you know, being more of a given person, or maybe you want to be more creative, visualize the life that you want and then focus on that every day. See what you can be and make each day happen for you in that way. So it's a very good way to sort of look at life. And then the next letter in Savers is E, and that E is for exercise. So again, I'm a gym freak. I love going to the gym. The gym is such a good place for me. It's like church for me. It's something that my body has been accustomed to. And for anyone who looks at the gym as the way I see it, it's, you understand what I'm talking about. But for anyone who doesn't, it's pretty much you breaking down elements of who you are to make a better version of yourself. It's kind of rebuilding yourself every single time you go in. And you're not always going to be at your best, but you're always going to get your body moving. You're always going to get yourself to a point where you're trying to do something proactive. And that's the idea of exercise. It doesn't have to be about going to the gym. I mean, all the gyms are closed right now because of lockdown. So I've changed my sort of workout habits. I've actually done more stretching, which I've never done before, fully, like half an hour stretching, which kind of falls into that yoga sort of world, which is something that's at first was uncomfortable, that I was like, why am I doing this? And then I've seen so many benefits of it. The idea of, you know, getting myself when you're in a computer and you're at your desk and you're crouching and you're just typing them very, you know, head down and just focusing on work. Your body isn't adjusted, or it's not supposed to be adjusted for that position for a long period of time. So you get pains in your back and, you know, you're strained. So the idea of actually stretching relieves that pain. And in a way, it kind of even falls down into that idea of silence, because you're really focusing on the parts of your body to get yourself healed up. And it's very important as you get older to sort of stretch, because so many times you go to the gym, you pull a muscle, or, you know, you get injured. And if you're going to do exercise, stretching is something that you should do in the beginning and at the end. And that's something that I start to adopt more often. And the way I'm working out now is kind of, it's not for the physical aesthetics of it, but more of the practicality of being strong, but also being able to be mobile and agile as well. So I'm trying to sort of make myself a round person in terms of a well-rounded person, should I say. That's the idea of doing the exercises for me. It's mental, it's kind of the physical element of it, and, you know, it builds emotional endurance, because imagine you doing a 5k run and now you kind of have to break that barrier of pain where you're just trying to do more, and you know your body's not ready for the extra sort of leg, but you're pushing yourself to the point of knowing that you have to complete this, because you came so far to the point where you know you have to sort of complete this. And that idea of completing anything that you put your attentions to is so important. And I think that's why a lot of inspirational people, or people who believe in self-development, say, you know, running is probably the best thing you can do, because it's very uncomfortable for humans to run for a long period of time. And there's always, you know, these technologies or the way we run to sort of make that possible. You know, how fast can you run? How long can you run? But, you know, the idea of the mentality behind it is, it's more of a pain barrier that you're trying to push to sort of make yourself endure more. And that endurance carries over into any aspect of your life. So I can definitely see those benefits too. So exercise is so important. And then the last one, I believe, is R. So R stands for reading. And again, this all comes full circle with the idea of reading more, getting more knowledge. All the information that you're looking for, all the answers that you're probably looking for, someone's written it down in pen and paper, or someone's typed it in. The idea of not getting lost in our own understanding and just finding knowledge from people who are experts is the foundation of rebuilding our mental state, because sometimes we emotionally think about what this answer means to us, but there's so many different perspectives, and it's very important to filter the ones that would benefit your life per se. But that being said, there's a lot of information out there, and if you have a lot of time constraints in your day, I think the idea of listening to an audible book whilst you're on the move or multitasking is probably the best thing to do. And I wish this episode was sponsored by Audible, but it's not. Either way, I mean, it's been a benefit to my life, and I've been able to sort of consume more knowledge without the need to read a book, and it's definitely helped me skip a few pages when I'm getting back to that book. So it really works hand in hand, and I think just acquiring that knowledge is so good, and it's definitely kind of built that foundation for me. And then the last letter in Savers is S, and that S stands for scribing. So scribing is something that I've recently adopted, and that's something that I've been using, a combination of writing things down in my journal, but also I think I've been doing this diary of just my life experience here, especially during lockdown, just by recording like a mini podcast for myself and just kind of reflecting on my day and, you know, how my sort of mind is, and, you know, where things are going to be in the future, and just keeping a journal for myself, because the idea of internalizing all your sort of thoughts and your ambitions and not really writing it down or putting it in a way where you can sort of get them out in the open, it's very hard to sort of translate that into real context in the real world. So to write them down again, or to just write your experience down, or it's therapy. It's you letting yourself free to the idea of being open about who you are and your moments that you go through each day and what you want to become. It's all linked towards self-development, all the principles of Savers are. And this is something that I've greatly benefited from, and I think it's been a life-changing moment for me, because so much of what I do is just wake up and the world just it's a storm. It's kind of whatever information you get, you quickly react to it, and it's always this adjustment period. Okay, how do I have to behave in this way, or what do I need to do to sort of overcome this situation? But I guess when you're able to sort of take time for yourself in the beginning, you're in control of that situation to begin with. The first important thing in your day is what you do for yourself. And then whatever comes your way in life, you can sort of manage. But so long as you put that self-development in, then all the things that you want to focus on in the future, they kind of are small building blocks to sort of build to that foundation that builds into that higher purpose. So I've benefited from it. It's been an amazing journey the last 30 days. I'm definitely going to continue with it. I hope you guys pick up the book or get Audible and listen to it. And if I was to give this rating out 5 stars, I'll probably give it about 4.5. It's such a great book. I think there's so much you can learn from it, but once you kind of learn the principles, you're ready to go. And I think the value is learning about the principles, and hopefully this podcast has kind of given you that, you know, small element of what that is. But I definitely recommend you getting deeper knowledge of actually those principles in The Miracle Morning, and hopefully you guys apply that. So for anyone who's actually read the book or has listened to the Audible book, let me know what you think. Let me know if there's any books you want me to cover, and I'm excited to sort of go through this new chapter quote unquote, no pun intended, of just producing new content with you guys and diving into different elements of podcasting, such as reviewing books, doing the interviews, and maybe some other cool content that I'll hopefully get to share with you guys in the future. So until then, take care of you guys.